Well, let's get some extremely local news. John Hansen, who does the podcast for Block Club Chicago, checking in with us. Do we have a bagel problem? Is that what I'm hearing, John?
Well, you know, we never like East Coasters, dissing our food. But there is one thing that Chicagoans seem to agree on. We don't have that many great places for bagels. And that's what Jonathan Sessa thought. He's a Jewish comedian originally from New York. And he makes bagels in his Wicker Park apartment and sells them on Instagram. And people are following him. He's known as the Bagel Boy. He's so popular, he even has a lottery system to see who can buy the bagels each day because there's such a demand.
Yeah, tell him to go get on the Edens, get off at Tui East, just next to the expressway. There's a couple of good places there.
Yeah, for sure. There are definitely some notable good places around the map, so for sure. But he's a bagel baron now.
This is a good story about a good deed in Lincoln Park. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Jessica Housley is someone who's she's a native Chicagoan. Her mother up in Jefferson Park always had big gardens in the backyard, so flowers have always been a big part of her life. In about 2017, she thought that everyone was a little bit down, so she decided, hey, I'm going to make a bouquet of flowers. I'm going to leave it somewhere on the street with a note saying, this is for you, with love, Chicago. And people started taking them, and she started putting more down, and people started tagging her in Instagram. And she found that people would take them home, and maybe they needed them on a bad day, right? She was getting stories from people that had spotted the bouquet on a, you know, on a table at Starbucks or something, and they thought, you know, I am having a bad day. I will take these flowers home. Some people have said, I just moved to Chicago, and oh boy, this is great. And the great thing is that we went ahead and followed her for the podcast one day and actually witnessed. She never stays around to see who picks them up, but we actually kind of did stay off to the corner and watch someone, and someone picked up this bouquet of flowers and said, you know what, as soon as these flowers die, I'm going to put some new ones in here and leave them for someone else. So it's sort of created this ripple effect of people leaving flowers for each other.
We need more of that. And finally, a college student pulled off a stunt in Rogers Park. And what was behind all this?
So this is a far north side where there was a tent city of a lot of Chicago's unhoused. And the college freshman has admitted from DePaul, sort of proudly, to this stunt, giving fake eviction notices as part of it says that the alderman is giving you 5 days notice to vacate, but the alderman's going to put you up in a 5-star luxury hotel downtown. The alderman has nothing to do with this. This is all a stunt done for folks, but it seems rather cruel to try and, first of all, evict people out of a property or place they've been, you know, and where they have some stability at least. You know, these are obviously unfortunate Chicagoans. And then to promise a 5-star hotel is completely rude. Now, this college freshman says that they're considering a run for mayor. So I don't know if this was the opening salvo to a campaign.
It could have been. More at blockclubchicago.org. John Hansen. Thanks, John. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, Bob.